This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia ratchets up the battle for control of eastern Ukraine. More from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
But Mariupol Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov voiced pessimism at that prospect.
They didn't allow this for 50 days. Why should they allow this now?
I'm Mike Rossia.
And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has offered what he has said as a wholehearted apology for attending an illegal party during lockdowns. But Johnson said Tuesday that he did not knowingly break rules for or mislead Parliament. Johnson told the lawmakers in the House of Commons that it simply did not occur to him that the gathering was a party. Last week, Johnson was fined £50 or $66 for attending his own surprise party at 10 Downing Street in June of 2020. Police continue to investigate several other parties in government buildings that Johnson is alleged to have attended. Opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer branded the apology half-hearted and in a joke and urged conservatives to jettison their leader. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal grand jury in Washington has indicted two men accused of impersonating federal agents. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Two men who befriended Secret Service agents in an upscale apartment building in Washington, D.C., have been indicted on charges of false impersonation of a federal officer and possessing a large-capacity ammunition device. Arian Teherzadeh and Haider Ali were arrested in an FBI raid earlier this month. Prosecutors say the pair claimed to be members of a non-existent Homeland Security task force investigating gangs and violence connected with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They also tricked actual Secret Service officers and agents, including one assigned to protect the First Lady, offering them expensive apartments and gifts. The plot unraveled during an investigation by postal inspectors of an assault on a mail carrier at the apartment building. Teherzadeh's lawyer says he just wanted to be friends with the agents and had no intention of compromising them. Ali's lawyer says he, too, was duped, believing he was working on behalf of the government. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Days of violence in Jerusalem and an exchange of fire in Gaza have raised the possibility that Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers will once again go to war, as they did less than a year ago under similar circumstances. This time around, both Israel and Hamas have strong incentives to avoid all-out war. Neither wants to be seen as retreating from a Jerusalem holy site at the heart of the century-old Mideast conflict, so further violence cannot be ruled out. For Hamas, another war would devastate Gaza, which has hardly begun to rebuild after the last one, and Israel would wield a potent new weapon. That's the ability to revoke thousands of work permits issued in recent months that provide an economic lifeline to Palestinians in the blockaded territory. For Israel, war could seek setback efforts to sideline the conflict and damage burgeoning ties with Arab states. The broad-based governing coalition, which lost its majority this month, is at a small but growing risk of having a key Arab partner bolt, which would set the stage for new elections. The U.S. Justice Department says it will not appeal a federal district judge's ruling that ended the nation's federal mask mandate on public transit unless the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention believes the requirement is still necessary. A judge in Florida on Monday ended the sweeping mandate, which required face coverings on planes and trains and transit hubs. Recapping our top story, Russia continues to ratchet up the battle for control of eastern Ukraine. And in an interview, Sergei Orlov, the deputy mayor of Mariupol, says he does not trust Russian claims that humanitarian corridors will be opened for the besieged city. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.